Ireland's EU Commissioner designate Michael McGrath was in Brussels this week to meet his future boss, the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. It's still unclear, however, what portfolio the former finance minister is going to secure. To find out more about the diplomatic game of chess happening in the background, we're joined now by the Brussels correspondent for the Business Post, Sarah Collins. Sarah Collins, it's deadline day for nominations from member states to say who the next commissioner is going to be. How do things currently stand?
So, hi, Paul. So, at the moment, we have all but two names, Italy and one other country has yet, Belgium has yet to nominate. Bulgaria nominated two people this morning, late in the game. They nominated a man and a woman. They're the only country to do so. Von der Leyen had requested every country. Ireland was one of the first out of the trap, saying they would only nominate Michael McGrath. But so far, it looks like a good mix. There's a lot of ministers in there. So Michael McGrath will face pretty stiff competition, but he is still one of the most senior kind of ministers there. Finance minister is viewed very favourably in Brussels.
So it's now emerged that Michael McGrath met the Commission President on Tuesday. What do we know about what they discussed and how they got on?
They got on well, it appears. It was a short enough meeting. Obviously, she's not assigning portfolios yet. So they discussed his CV. He said she was very familiar with it. They discussed in very general terms his background. And he obviously expressed to her, you know, how he views the EU, what he would bring to the job, how the EU has helped Ireland. He said he thought it went very well, but obviously it was a very brief meeting. She'll have to now go back. She's meeting all of the nominees that are in this week. So she'll have to do some kind of hard thinking and discussions with her advisors on what's the best sharing out of portfolios. She's also creating some new jobs. There's a lot of speculation going on here about what they might be. She's announced a few of them, for example, a commissioner for housing, a commissioner for the Mediterranean. But it seems like most of the portfolios that were there in the last commission will probably still be there. You know, economy, tax, yeah. Fisheries. All the rest.
Well, given that Michael McGrath was a former finance minister, one would imagine he's hoping to get a financial portfolio. What do you think his chances are with stiff competition? Not just one, because there's also big member states like Germany and France who might be looking for choice jobs like that, but also the fact that he is a first-term commissioner and there might be some commissioners who are coming back for a second time and they might be given a priority.
It looks like they will. Certainly a couple of them who are very senior commissioners now who already have economy-related portfolios. I'm thinking of Valdis Dombrovskis. He's a former prime minister of Latvia. He's currently trade commissioner. There's also Maros Sefcovic, who is the commission's Brexit point man, who's been there for almost 20 years now. He will definitely be given a very senior portfolio. You have countries like Sweden, Finland, Denmark, who are also looking for economy-related portfolios. I think the Netherlands also said they would like something similar, that, you know, the Dutch commissioner, who has also been there already, is a big fish. It's going to be tough. And I think that what Ireland can probably hope for is maybe an economy adjacent portfolio. You know, if they were to get something like research, which Maura Geoghegan-Quinn had before, you could feasibly say that's economy related. It's got a big budget. So something like that could also be a win. And then there's a sort of smaller portfolios that it's, you know, being said here that because of some of the political machinations, like the Fianna Fáil MEPs voting against von der Leyen in her hearing earlier this year, that maybe he might get something, you know, that's not what he wants at all. But all of this is complete speculation at the moment. So because, you know, she herself hasn't decided.
And when will we know about the outcome? When does Ms. von der Leyen have to take a decision on this matter?
So she's under no time pressure whatsoever. Obviously, she wants the commission to be in place by the 1st of December at the latest. It was originally the 1st of November, but it looks like, given how long the hearings will take in the parliament, that could stretch. So first of all, she looks like she's going to assign portfolios by the middle of September. Then the parliament will organise their hearings. That'll take a month and a bit. And then the commission can start work whenever they take their vote. So we could be looking at a 1st of November commission start date, but it'll probably be December at this stage.
Just changing tack a little bit, Sarah. The Taoiseach Simon Harris has said that he's written to the Attorney General to seek clarity on whether Ireland can review current and future trade agreements between this country and Israel. Here's a little clip of what he had to say.
As you know, myself and the Spanish Prime Minister continue to lead the charge that the European Union should review the association trade agreement between the EU and Israel. That remains my position, and I welcome the fact that a number of other member states support that position. I continue to advocate for it everywhere I go, including in my meeting with the French president in Paris this week. But today, in light of the ICJ ruling this summer, I have written to the Attorney General to ask for fresh advice in relation to the broader issue of trade. Trade at an EU level, trade at an Irish level, where the competencies lie, and if anything has changed in relation to previous legal advice as a result of that ICJ ruling.
Sarah Collins, trade is usually an EU competence, as you heard. What's your assessment on the ability of Ireland to do anything?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I think with trade, there are usually exceptions when it comes to military procurement for national security reasons. For example, the World Trade Organization, in its general procurement agreement, has an opt-out on national security grounds. So I guess in some ways it may be legally feasible. There's also the EU-Israel Association Agreement, which does mention procurement. In that, they say that both the EU and Israel should open up their procurement markets to each other. But in there again, using the World Trade Organization wording, there is an exemption for national security. I guess it's feasible. I mean, await the outcome of the talks with the Attorney General. But I guess it would also be something that Simon Harris have to run by the European Commission too.
Indeed. Brussels correspondent for the Business Post, Sarah Collins, thank you so much for joining.